This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Central Bucks School Superintendent was placed on administrative leave after a report was released detailing allegations of abuse of young students with special needs. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Doylestown, where parents expressed their frustration at a school board meeting last night.
There were cheers in the room when it was announced that Dr. Stephen Yanni was placed on leave. This parent told NBC 10 that the kids are the priority and need to be protected.
I mean, it's bad enough that they were abused, but the cover-up of it, instead of coming forward.
The nonprofit Disability Rights Pennsylvania, or DRP, has been investigating allegations of abuse at Jamison Elementary School and released the findings on Wednesday. According to the DRP, a teacher and an aide would restrain, physically punish students with special needs, deny them water, just to name a few examples. All of this from September to December last year.
Criminal charges haven't been filed, so Bucks County District Attorney Jennifer Shorn didn't comment on the specific allegations in the report. SEPTA has launched an enforcement blitz to discourage fare jumpers. This morning, extra officers were on the platform at the Huntington L station in Kensington, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
SEPTA riders see it all the time.
Every single day, there is somebody that, probably multiple times when I'm here, that jump fares.
They either pry open the gates, piggyback after a paying customer, or simply jump the turnstile. So SEPTA is putting extra transit police at selected stations to deter fare evasion, an issue that cost the cash-strapped transit agency dearly, says SEPTA Police Chief Chuck Lawson.
The reality is, it's in the multiple millions of dollars. It could be as high as $30 million.
Lawson says more than 2,000 citations for fare evasion were issued in the first quarter of this year.
Fines for skipping a $2.50 fare can range from $100 to $300. SEPTA last year installed nearly full-length fare gates on the L at 69th Street. Lawson says they've cut down fare evasion by 30%. New Jersey Attorney General Matt Platkin says the state has arrested 11 people who were involved in an international auto theft ring with cars being stolen in areas all over the state, including in Burlington County.
These crews would then often commit residential burglaries in order to facilitate their high-end vehicle theft. And after the cars were stolen, they were taken to the Bronx.
Platkin says they were being fenced and prepped for shipment overseas, often to countries in West Africa. The group is alleged to have stolen at least 43 vehicles valued at over $3.5 million in total. Two high-level organizers from the group remain unidentified. Testimony has wrapped for the week in the trial against Maurice Hill, the man charged with shooting six Philadelphia police officers nearly 6 years ago during an hours-long standoff in the city's Nicetown neighborhood. This week, jurors heard from several police officers who were on scene that day, August 14, 2019, some who were shot, some who were trapped for nearly 8 hours inside the home on 15th Street near Erie Avenue. The defense does not dispute it was Hill who shot the officers, but they say he thought it was an intruder, not police, bursting into his home when he opened fire. Hill faces dozens of charges, including assault on law enforcement. Testimony will continue Monday, and the case is expected to wrap early in the week. In the event of an emergency like a wildfire, an animal welfare organization wants to remind pet owners to have a plan in place that includes your pet in the event evacuation orders are given. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
Best Friends Animal Society recommends forming an evacuation plan in the event disaster strikes, having supplies that will last your family several days as part of the plan, and that includes considering your pet's needs. Carolyn Fitzgerald is a Best Friends senior strategist based in Philadelphia and works with shelters in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Florida to help save animals' lives.
So we encourage pet parents to have a go bag of basic supplies. So we want to have some pet first aid kits, your pet's food, and also some bottled water, treats just for comfort, any extra medication if you have a senior pet or a pet that requires regular medications, toys, leashes, collars, or harnesses.
If you're moving a cat, Fitzgerald says to cover its carrier with a sheet or towel to limit smoke inhalation. You could cover a dog's face with a wet cloth or use a specialty mask for dogs. And she says make sure your pet is microchipped and wears an ID tag. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.